So the New Zealand contingent's touched down in Vietnam for this year's APEC. APEC, of course, achieves nothing tangible, but this year does have the added incentive of the TPP, which may well be getting sorted on the sidelines as we speak. We're hearing mixed reports. So what's actually going on? World Trade Editor for the Financial Times, Sean Dunnan, is with us. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What's your word? We got a done deal or not?
So we have a done deal, but a done deal that may not be done just yet is what we're hearing. In other words, the Japanese have come out and said there's a deal. The Mexicans have come out and said there's a deal. But then the Canadians have decided to upend that all. And their trade minister, François-Philippe Champagne, tweeting out just a little bit ago that there was no deal in principle just yet. What we're hearing is that on the ground in Da Nang, and I should stress, I'm here in Washington watching this all from afar, but talking to people on the ground, is that the chief negotiators are still talking. They're still working towards a deal. Shinzo Abe and the Japanese prime minister and all the other TPP leaders, including yours, your new leader there in New Zealand, are keen to announce something tomorrow, but there's still some contentious details that are popping up at the end, including possibly something on labor standards. The Vietnamese in particular had been worried, were pushed by the U.S. during the original TPP negotiations to create unions and to upend their constitution a bit, or to create, unions that are not run by the government. So it's a messy conclusion, but that's kind of the way these trade deals often work.
It's the way it always works. You're exactly right. I talked to our political editor who's up there earlier on this morning. He was suggesting New Zealand's problem is the investor trade dispute clause. He was suggesting we won't get that across the line, but we'll still sign the deal anyway. Do you know anything of the investor trade dispute clause?
So, yeah, so it's called the Investor-State Dispute Settlement System. ISDS is one of the most contentious elements of trade deals that we see around the world. This is something that allows companies or foreign investors essentially to take governments to independent international arbitration panels. Jacinda Ardern, during the campaign, had promised to try and get that out of the TPP. It doesn't look like that's going to happen this time around. What I'm hearing is that ISDS, this dispute settlement mechanism, will still stay in the main agreement, but there's a possibility that New Zealand could get some side letters or some comfort that it may have some kind of exemption to it. That's certainly something that negotiators were working towards in Da Nang this week. But these are all the sorts of details that we're really not going to learn until a deal is final and possibly announced tomorrow.
All right, Sean, appreciate your time very much. Sean Dunnan of the Financial Times out of Washington this morning. So the latest word is we're almost there. We will not get that clause written out, but we will sign the TPP. The only holdup at the moment appears to be Canada. It is, of course, 1 a.m. in Vietnam as they continue to talk. So nothing until the light of day in that particular part of the world.